The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, this attempt to be offended as much as you can, as often as you can, I really believe there are people who wake up in the morning and say, how can I be offended today? I'm going to look all day long and find somebody somewhere that will offend me. And then something is canceled. If you haven't heard the latest, Pepe Le Pew. Remember the cartoon Pepe Le Pew? He's been canceled now. And by the way, Disney has now canceled Dumbo, Peter Pan, Swiss Family Robinson, and the Aristocats. Peter Pan? Swiss Family Robinson? Yep, Dumbo, because somebody somewhere said, I'm offended, I don't like that. And so Disney has canceled that. One of my favorite rides, hey, I grew up in Southern California. I believe it or not, I'm old enough. I remember when Disneyland opened. I was not very old. I really wasn't, but I remember when they opened. My family used to go there all the time. Disneyland, my high school. Well, my high school as well as probably 50 other high schools had their senior all-night party at Disneyland, shut the whole place down. 10 o'clock, we went in, I think, at 11 o'clock, and we're there from 11 to 6. Anyway, I grew up at Disneyland and all of that. One of my favorite rides was Splash Mountain. And it was focused on the movie Song of the South. Brer Rabbit, and you younger people, you have no idea what I'm talking about because it is now offensive. And so now they're going to have to change the whole ride. Anyway. Then there's this one. And listen to me carefully before you get ticked off at me. All right? We're talking a story about O'Fallon, Missouri. O'Fallon, Missouri. The St. Charles County branch of the NAACP and several parents are calling for the heads of five teachers to be put on a silver platter. One parent said, I'm angry, I'm hurt, because I trust you with my child. Okay, here's what happened. The teachers, I don't know, they were having a group bonding exercise or whatever. But they were playing a game of human Scrabble. So they were given a word, and then they had to run around and find the proper letters and get in a line in a certain amount of time, and then get in the proper order and spell out that word. Okay? Sounds innocent enough. Now, you need to understand, this is in Missouri, or as some people say, Missouri. Now, I'm not an expert on anything, but I know quite a bit about Missouri because that's where all of my family is from. All of my family. You go to the state of Missouri, shake a tree, and I can almost guarantee you one of my relatives will fall out of the tree. I've got relatives all over Missouri, and well, anyway, we used to go to Missouri every summer to visit the... Okay. Anyway, so they're playing a game of human Scrabble, and the word that they were supposed to spell was raccoons. That was the word. Raccoons. So they're running around trying to find all of the letters. Time is running out, and they could not find an R or an A. An R or an A. So what they had left was coon. And so they got together, get an order in time, and they spelled out coon. Now, you need to understand something. In Missouri, a whole bunch of people have coon dogs. My grandpa had a coon dog. My uncle, in fact, let me see, I can remember, three of my uncles in Missouri had coon dogs. And they went and they hunted raccoons. But they were always referred to as coons. Did you get any, hey, did you get any coons? Yeah, my dog had one treed, but I couldn't get... Do you understand what I'm saying? I promise you, there was absolutely nothing, zero, zip, zilch, nada, racial about all of my family using the term coon for a raccoon. It was an abbreviation of a raccoon. Now, maybe not in Ohio, maybe not other places, and certainly not in Los Angeles or New York City. So you have five teachers, and by the way, it's a Christian school. And by the way, it's a Christian school that is mixed race. They have blacks, they have Latinos, of course they have whites. And these five teachers were spelling out a word as part of a game of human Scrabble. Well, somebody posted it on Facebook, and people went crazy. They're a bunch of racists! They were Caucasian teachers who did this. Seriously? Now, I don't know these teachers. I really don't. Am I absolutely 100% positive that what they did was completely innocent, and they were just spelling the abbreviation of raccoon because they couldn't find an R and an A? No, I am not 100% certain. But I would certainly be willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. Well, the school, Christian school, has buckled. Instead of trying to explain, hey, the teacher, they weren't being racial. This is Missouri. Nope. They have promised to discipline the teachers. The school released this statement. We recognize that this ill-informed action caused hurt and offense to many students and families in our school and in the wider community. We offer no excuse as to why this word was used. In a statement to families last night, we apologized for the incident and sought their forgiveness. We also ask that of anyone who has been impacted, we also ask that of anyone who has been impacted by this picture. So the school threw their teachers under the bus. Now, again, if that happened in New York City, it was probably racial. If it happened in Los Angeles, yeah, it was probably racial. If it happened in Miami, Yeah, it was probably racial. But rural Missouri? Probably not. Probably not. But it doesn't seem like anybody wants to give these teachers the benefit of the doubt or even allow them to give their side. That's the world we're living in today.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. The reason I even started on that thing about the cancel culture and Disney removing Dumbo, Peter Pan, Swiss Family Robinson, and the Aristocats and others, I think it's fascinating that even uber liberal Whoopi Goldberg, I mean, can you get farther left, more liberal than Whoopi Goldberg? And yet, yesterday she had enough. Peter Pan, fine, cancel that. Swiss Family Robinson, yeah, cancel that. That's okay. I don't care about that. But when the New York Times ran an editorial, now can you imagine one of America's leading newspapers running an editorial about Pepe Le Pew? Yeah, one of their editorial writers actually wrote an editorial. Pepe Le Pew has got to be canceled. It's sexist. It's misogynist. It's terrible. It's horrible. Pepe Le Pew. For Whoopi Goldberg, that was enough. It had finally pushed her over the edge. I have no idea what kind of love affair Whoopi Goldberg is having with Pepe Le Pew, but she said, do we really have to cancel everything? During yesterday's broadcast of The View, Goldberg and the other co-hosts discussed eBay's recent announcement that the online marketplace company would stop selling 6 Dr. Seuss books. And that was okay with Whoopi. That was okay. But then, quote, I just heard that they're taking Pepe Le Pew out. And I think to myself, couldn't y'all have just written a couple of lines and say, you know, Pepe doesn't do that anymore because he knows it's okay. Who may not be interested in him? I don't know why you've got to erase everything. I don't get it. I don't understand it. What intelligent conversation. Editorials in the New York Times about how bad Pepe Le Pew is, and then hosts on The View getting into a lengthy discussion. So Whoopi Goldberg says, concerning Pepe Le Pew, I don't know why you got to erase everything. I don't get it. I don't understand it. At that point, Joy Behar, co-host, said, well, nobody likes Pepe Le Pew anyway. Whoopi Goldberg says, I do. I like Pepe. Oh, my goodness. So there you have it. Once again, the hosts of The View discuss important societal issues like whether Pepe Le Pew should be canceled. Wow. Oh, my goodness, folks. It's just These are just weird times. They are. I'm trying to decide where to go next because I've only got about 3 minutes and you got to hear this story. The largest international study ever conducted in the last year on the stay-at-home lockdown for COVID. What were the results? International study. Peer-reviewed study. The lockdowns. The stay-at-home orders. I don't have time to get into that. But I will. You got to hear this. In the next hour, I promise you I'll get to this story. And then we've got one of those. I talked about this a couple of days ago. The pro-life evangelicals for Biden and how disappointed they are. Well, one of the major signers, one of the best known signers, has released a statement. You got to hear that too, but I know I don't have time for that either. Yet, I'll get to it in the next hour, I promise. You got to hear this story. Maybe, okay, I do have time for this very, very quickly. I have made this statement many, many times. We are moving into a new era of segregation. The civil rights movement was all about integration, getting rid of segregation, getting rid of separate but equal. It is the liberal left that is bringing back segregation. Get this. Columbia University this year, one of the most respected universities in America, is offering, are you ready for this? 6 individual graduation ceremonies. 6. They are offering a graduation ceremony for Native Americans and only Native Americans, LGBTQIA+, and only them. They're offering a graduation for Asians. They're offering a graduation for Latinx. They are offering a separate graduation for Blacks. And they are offering a separate graduation for first generation and or low income students. They are calling it multicultural graduation ceremonies. Call it what they want to. This is segregation. I thought that was illegal. This is where the liberal left-wing civil rights movement is taking America. Not unifying us, dividing us. 6 graduations.